Hi, it's Aaron Barnhart of the Kansas City Star with another TV Barn podcast, where I talk about the media with the media. My interview with Rachel Maddow from Lawrence, Kansas, part one. You did the assassination of George Tiller documentary, so now you sort of lay out this argument that violence and threats of violence, to use a phrase that you used on tonight's show, are a lot closer than most Americans think they are. Yeah. And that George Tiller died because there were all these warning signs that were ignored, that threats of violence could lead to actual violence, that there would be this trigger or this code sent out to the mentally unstable people of the world to that if there's an abortion provider in your area and he's killing people, you need to respond in force. How has that argument been received since you put it out there in the form of your film?
It's hard for me to judge how things are received. We are comfortable as Americans with the idea that we have a violent society. We are not comfortable with the idea that there are strains of political violence in our country. We're not comfortable with that as a modern idea. And therefore, we sort of deny it. And every time it happens, it's a crazed lone wolf that has nothing to do with all the other people who have done exactly the same thing. And the fact that they know each other and visit each other in prison and sign pledges saying they're going to do it before they do it is some, you know, quirky, like, it's like occult politics in some ways. And so there are movements, there are strains in America of political violence, and that is, that creates a responsibility among people who are in charge of making sure that we are a country ruled by laws and not by men, that those people don't get their way. Nobody has been able to replace George Tiller since he was murdered unless you understand the political circumstances surrounding his murder. And that means understanding what's going on in Topeka with the F.L. Klein hearing. I really think it is about increasing the amount of useful information in the world. And around political violence, we don't have very good dialogue and we don't have very good analysis. And it still really feels like low-hanging fruit to me. Like, why aren't there more people talking about this?
Do you think that a broadcast like tonight's show could go some ways toward altering the way that people view what's going on in Kansas? Because I think people came away... I think people were left with the impression from Tom Frank's book, for instance, mm-hmm. that people in Kansas sort of welcome and give birth to this type of extreme radicalism. And you made a fairly convincing case that's not the case at all. It's imported.
It is quite literally imported in the sense that there are the people who are leading the extreme radical fringe of the movement that has surfaced here are not from here. And I thought that was worth pointing out because I think that it's always assumed that it is a homegrown movement because it is here. People assume that George Tiller came from somewhere else and that he upset the conservative Wichitans. And I'm sorry, George Tiller is the one who was here and his father was practicing medicine and actually performing abortions before any of those people could even find Wichita on a map, let alone move here in order to further their political aims. So I just think that was a misconception that's worth clearing up. And I mean, for me saying over and over again tonight, there's nothing wrong with Kansas. I didn't mean it as a rejoinder to Thomas Frank. I think his book is brilliant. And I think actually there's very little in that book that I find that I disagree with at all. I think it's been received actually differently than it was written. I don't think he made an argument that I disagree with. I think it was received in ways that misinterpret the overall point that he was putting out. I think that, and this was maybe made too subtly tonight. People accuse me sometimes of repeating things, but then there's a reason. I should have probably repeated the point about this it not being an ambient problem in Kansas. It's not that there's something wrong here in a general sense. It's not that everybody here believes something wrong and there's a tendency toward violent extremism. That's ridiculous. There's a crime problem here. There's a crime problem, and it's a small number of people, and they're not actually from here. And it's something that can be solved because it's a very specific thing. And don't blame the population for tolerating it. Expect that it will be fixed. And expect that of law enforcement, and expect that of politicians. The politician part of it is amazing to me.